You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another empowering episode of Rebuilding You. I'm your host, Christina, and today we're diving deep into the extraordinary benefits of a support system after divorce and how you can cultivate nourishing relationships. Yes, that's right. It's time to embrace the unconventional and build your very own tribe. So grab your favorite drink, find a comfy spot, and let's get started. Before we dive into the heart of the matter, let me ask you something. How many times have you felt alone in your divorce journey, navigating uncharted waters, brand new places that you've never been, and feeling like nobody really understands the road that you're walking? It's not easy, and I've been there too. But today, we're going to unlock the secrets of transforming loneliness into a powerful support system that lifts you up, nourishes your soul, and helps you soar after divorce. And something that I've recently been exploring in my own life is really how much support I actually have. And realizing that a lot of my contributions and things that I go and seek out in my daily life are also a form of seeking support. So for the gal that does my nails, to my friend that I made, my dear friend who has her own coffee spot that makes the most fabulous peanut butter nitro cold brew, and brings me joy every time I go right before my morning walk. It's part of my routine, part of these experiences that we choose to create for ourselves and these businesses that we choose to be a part of and support is also part of the people and the things that support us on our journey as we continue to evolve. And so I also want you to start keeping that in mind is like the brands that we support, the stores, the businesses, the small businesses, people that we have maybe as mentors, professionals, services that we seek out, there's support all around us. And one of the biggest misconceptions about going through divorce is that we're celebrating our independence and we're trying to navigate living life as independent solo women. And that can often seem like that's the goal, to celebrate being independent and doing it all ourselves and being able to prove that we can do it by ourselves and nobody helped us. But the truth is that we're just making it a lot harder on ourselves when we do it that way. When we don't ask for support and we don't seek out and recognize that support, we're missing out on an essential gift of support. I can't even begin to explain what it feels like when I knowing that I'm truly supported and being able to recognize the support that I've been able to cultivate in my life with all kinds of people, all different walks of life that support me, that I've shared my mission, I've shared my goals, we've exchanged vulnerabilities, and we're now a part of each other's lives. And to know that I have the support that's going to help get me where I want to go in recognizing that I don't have to do this all myself has been the biggest blessing. And so I really wanted to do this episode to help us begin to cultivate these moments and these experiences and really be able to build a tribe of support, and also cultivating relationships where we can give back and also give that support to other people and help them on their missions and help them realize their greatest potential and be witness to that. It's such a beautiful part of this journey. And so I really wanted to share that with you guys. So let's challenge the conventional notions of support. Traditionally, we've been conditioned to believe that support comes solely from family or close friends. But as I mentioned before, what if I told you that your support system could be so much more? So I want you to picture this. Imagine surrounding yourself with a tribe of like-minded individuals who are on a similar journey of healing and transformation. People who understand your struggles and they celebrate your wins. They cheer you on when the going gets tough. They know your goals. They send you inspirational messages. They share their appreciation for you. They check on you. This tribe can be a mix of new friends, mentors, even in online communities of kindred spirits. I have to give a shout out to my girl, Bethany. We connected on Instagram a while ago. I think we've been friends for years now, I want to say. But some of the women that I've been able to connect with online where I'm like, man, I can't wait to meet them in person. They're great. So remember and open your mind that support can come from unexpected places, and it's all about embracing the unconventional. As you may know, one of the ways I love helping divorced women thrive is by using divorce as the catalyst to take back their power and get back to being that high-achieving, goal-oriented woman ready to conquer the world. If you're tired of feeling stuck or lost after divorce, you seriously need to consider how you're looking at divorce. Yes, you heard that right. You don't think you went through all of that for nothing, did you? There is a right and wrong way in how you do this, which is why I created a brand new masterclass, The Secret to Healing and Achieving Success After Divorce. Inside this class, you'll learn my method to heal from divorce and all the secrets to achieving success as a divorced woman at the same time. We're not going to be offering this forever, though, so don't wait. Click the link in the show notes to sign up for the waitlist for this free training or head to herheartheals.com/masterclass. So let's dive into the magical benefits of having a support system. And it's not just about sharing your struggles. This is not like, I want to make it very clear that your tribe is not a therapist. A therapist, there's a time and a place for that. And if you feel like your tribe are the people that you can just go to vent to, that is not what this is about. If you feel that you only cultivate and value the relationships with the people that you call and vent to, and then you feel better, and then you never call them again until it's time to vent again, it's time to get a therapist, my friend. I love you, but it's time to get a therapist. So it goes way beyond that. There is empowerment through shared experiences. So when you connect with others who have walked a similar path, you'll feel a sense of empowerment. Their stories become a beacon of hope, showing you that healing and growth are possible, and also for them to bear witness to your wins and get to see the other side of that on their end and in their life. It also boosts your self-confidence and your self-esteem. So being surrounded by people who believe in you lifts your confidence and your self-esteem. They see your potential even when you may not. And that belief is infectious. I love cheering my friends on and sharing a unique perspective of the things that I'm learning in my path. And it's not in unsolicited advice kind of way, but I definitely like to see things that my friends are doing and compliment them and let them know that I'm here and that I see them and I see their efforts. So there's definitely a difference between offering advice and just offering encouragement. Accountability and growth. Your tribe will hold you accountable for your goals and your dreams. They'll challenge you to grow, evolve, and become the best version of yourself. So building your support system is like nurturing a beautiful garden. It requires care, attention, and a little bit of magic. It's also important to have the right people around us. In my 30-day program, Radiate and Elevate, we actually dive very deep into this topic as we rebuild your life, your foundational layers that are going to allow you to bring in and cultivate a life of abundance. We rebuild it layer by layer. And so if you're called to go deeper, definitely be sure to check it out. It's on sale right now for $47, and it's truly magical. But here are some golden tips to help you cultivate nourishing relationships. The first one is find your tribe. Seek out and identify people, groups, communities, or events that you resonate with, that share your interests and your values. It can also be in online platforms, local meetups, and even workshops. Those are great places to start to find people who are aligned in similar values and things that you are truly interested in and people that you want to surround yourself with as you start to cultivate some of your passions. And I also want to remind you to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is an important part of healing, and this is why it's important to choose the right support system that you feel safe with. You embrace vulnerability with your tribe. Once you have people that you truly feel safe with, share your journey and your fears and your dreams. Authenticity is the glue that binds meaningful relationships. It allows you to open yourself up and really create those deep relationships, and also making sure that the other person can reciprocate those feelings back to you is how you also know that you're creating a deep relationship. If you're always the one that's being vulnerable to one person, but they're not necessarily vulnerable back to you, that may be like a one-way street, and that person may not necessarily be someone that you can feel safe with. So just be sure that you're truly identifying those people that you feel safe with that are reciprocating these things in your relationship. Another tip is to support others. Remember, support is a two-way street. Be there for your tribe just as they are for you. Celebrate their victories and offer a helping hand in times of need. One thing that I like to do with my friends is when I know that they have an important event coming up, I will also put it in my calendar. So when I look at my day or when I look at my week that's coming up, I can see that, I can keep them in my heart, in my thoughts, in my mind. And then I also use that as a reminder to check on them and see how that event went. And it really just develops such a great relationship because you're staying in touch, you're supporting them through their things, through the things that are important to them, just as much as they are checking in with you and supporting you on things that are important for you. So now let's dare to be a little bit unconventional. This is your invitation to embrace diversity in your tribe. Expand outwards. Seek perspectives from individuals with different backgrounds and experiences. It's this richness of diversity that will add depth to your support system and foster a transformative environment. And this is really where my one-on-one post-divorce transformation coaching comes into play. If you're seeking tailored guidance to navigate your divorce journey, rebuild your confidence, and discover your true calling beyond this chapter, my coaching program is here for you. These personalized sessions, we work together to create a roadmap for your post-divorce life. We work on harnessing your inner strength, your confidence, building those layers that you really need to be able to attract a life of abundance, a life that you love, a life that you're able to confidently manifest and live joy, live to your fullest potential. So whether you're looking to transform your mindset, rediscover your passions, or establish a solid plan for your future, my coaching program is designed to empower you to embrace your uniqueness and create a life that you're truly obsessed with. Remember, every transformation begins with a single step, and I'd be honored to walk alongside you on this path of healing and growth. If you're interested in learning more about my one-on-one post-divorce transformation coaching, feel free to visit my website, herheartheals.com, or reach out to me directly through social media. My handles are at Her Heart Heals. Your journey is important to me, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. And in fact, I'd be honored. Beautiful souls, remember that this journey after divorce is not meant to be walked alone. Embrace the power of a support system that lifts you up, lights you up, nourishes your soul, and propels you towards your greatness. Take that leap. Reach out and start building your tribe today. Seek support in unexpected places and witness the magic unfold. And hey, if you're looking for a community of powerful women on the same path, don't forget to join the Her Heart Heals tribe. You can sign up for the newsletter and be a part of the weekly transformation conversations that I talk about for free. You can sign up. The link is in the show notes. And together we'll soar higher than we ever imagined. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and share it with your friends who might need a little boost in their journey. Also, we wanted to encourage you to reach out to a friend and let them know how much you value their support. Remember, you're not alone. Until next time, keep healing, keep growing, and keep embracing the unconventional. This is Christina signing off. Bye. Want to learn more? I'm going to add a link in the show notes to the website, herheartheals.com. And there you can access all of my helpful tips, the blogs on there, and schedule a session with me. Are you on Instagram? I'd love to connect. You can follow me, and my handle is at herheartheals. Hope to connect with you soon. Hey friend, it's Christina. Reclaiming You has been the go-to podcast for thousands of women just like you cultivating a new chapter after divorce. I'd love to have you join us over on The Pulse. It's our completely free weekly newsletter. You'll join our tribe of resilient women who value personal growth and together are determined to thrive after divorce. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me with exclusive tips, techniques, and hacks on lifestyle, finance, well-being, mindset. It's time to heal and attract the life you deserve. And best of all, it's free. Don't miss out. Sign up for The Pulse today at herheartheals.com. And let's conquer this journey together, because by healing ourselves, we heal the world. Visit herheartheals.com to join us for free and supercharge your journey to a brighter, happier you. See you there.